Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 138, recorded on June 22nd, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I am Eric Fullerton. And we have somebody extra special and totally awesome on the show today. We have Martin on the show today.
Hello, I'm Martin Littlewood.
A.K.A. In the Little Wood.
A.K.A. Yogscast Martin.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's all changed. It's changed since we last spoke.
I know.
So do you go by Yogscast Martin now, or go by Martin, or In the Little Wood, or
I just go by Martin still, In the Little Wood. People still, like, put me down as that. Even, like, our network, the game station, they put me on, like, these, like, special promo trailers, and they still put me as In the Little Wood as opposed to Yogscast Martin, so...
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, sticking.
Do the Yogscast get mad at you that you're not pushing that name enough?
I think you do, but they never mention it.
Yeah.
We're not one for conflict, so we all just sort of, like, keep quiet.
I was wondering about that. Like, do you guys fight a lot? Is there anything in particular you fight the most about?
I don't think we fight. We have, like sometimes somebody wants to cover a certain game, and we want to make sure that not too many people in the network are doing the same games. So sometimes it's kind of like, oh, God, I really wanted to cover that. Why are they doing it? But other than that, it's fine. We don't really fall out at all.
Good. Cool. You know, so the last time we talked to Martin, you hadn't moved out. You hadn't, you know, got an apartment. You were still a DJ on the radio. Also, you didn't have a girlfriend. You weren't working outside. I mean, you weren't with the Yogscast. I mean, there was so much that's changed over a year. The last show you were on was a year ago, exactly. Episode 85. You were also on 42 and two other times. This is like your fourth time here.
Yeah, the other time was at Minecon, wasn't it? When I turned up late. I know, I still feel bad for that.
Pulled out from behind
the Minecon panel.
Yeah. Yeah, so much has changed. So is it, like, a ton better now, or is it just different? I mean, what?
Yeah, totally better, yeah. I have such a better schedule now. Now that I have somewhere to go to work, I don't just sort of roll out of bed at 11 and then just, like, you know, laze around and then do some stuff. It's like I wake up at 9, I go to work like a normal job, and yeah, it's cool. And then I get back in the evenings, and then I, you know, Skype the parents or Skype the missus and stuff like that. And yeah, it's cool. I'm much better rested now, and I think my content has improved because of that, because I'm more energetic and I've got more time to research things rather than trying to, like, balance the time I'd be planning the radio show with balancing it with time to find new cool stuff to do in Minecraft. So yeah, all around it's been a hell of a lot better.
So now that it's a job, are you hating it?
There are days when I'm kind of like, it's not, I never hate the job itself. I always just hate the fact that I can't play a game for fun anymore sometimes. So there's very few games that I want to play, and all of a sudden I'm just like, oh, I kind of should really do this for a video if I'm liking it this much. So it's hard to find stuff that I don't want to record. But The Last of Us, I played that recently.
Love it.
That is definitely not something that will go on my channel, but I played it, and all the feels.
Oh, it was so good. Did you beat it?
I haven't yet, no. I'm only I got 4 hours into it, and then I was one of the people who suffered from the broken autosave, so I lost about 3.5 hours of that 4.
I didn't get that one. I didn't get the bug there, but... That's cool. So
some people have just got bricks PS3s as well, which was a bit of a nightmare.
Oh yeah. Ooh, that sucks. So I've been curious, what is a typical day like at the office, at the Yog Towers?
Towers. Typically, Simon and Lewis don't usually get in until sort of like midday, and their typical recording sessions are at about 2. I tend to roll in at about about 10:30 usually. I tend to get into the office.
That's a big change going from 11 to 10:30.
And yeah, it's just kind of, yeah, most people tend to roll in whenever they do, but it's not like some people are coming and work really hard for 3 days and then they won't come in for the rest. We all tend to do a Monday to Friday. And the editors are always in before we get here as well, because for the main channel, they have editors now. Mm-hmm. To take the load off of Simon Lewis, because they've got like the whole company to run. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, there's always somebody here to talk to. That's the best thing about working here, is that if I'm ever stuck or I'm uninspired, or if I just want to have a chat with somebody randomly, you can just go knock on someone's door and just go speak to them, which is nice.
Yeah.
So you're down at the towers today?
Yeah, I'm in here at the minute. Yeah, the internet in my flat is absolutely awful. So whenever I do anything at all, I have to come to work. But luckily, it's only like less than 2 minute walk away. Oh, so it's pretty quick to get to and from.
How do you decide what kind of video to shoot? Is there a whiteboard? Do you guys have like a staff meeting and sit around and go, let's cover this, that, and this and that, and make sure people don't do the
we
same
didn't,
things?
When I first moved here last year, and I think we're bringing it back now that it's time for like con season again because of all the different gaming conventions going on. Mm. But we used to have meetings once a week on like a Monday, for example, and we'd go through who's going to what event, who is and isn't going to be here this week, and then obviously go from there. But since then, and we haven't had many meetings, we actually have a Google Doc, and on the Google Doc, you can basically note in what you're doing that day. So as much as it's for yourself, you can also see what other people are doing so you don't clash with them. And then down the far left hand side, the far left column is a list of who is coming to and from the office, and also when certain games are released, which is pretty cool. And then if anybody has any ideas for what somebody else in the network could play, so if I see an indie game and think, oh, Shin could use that for Shindy Games, we put it in the in one of the tabs, which is just like games and who they'd be for. So yeah, it's quite organized. It's definitely more organized than me waking up in my bedroom like I used to and then going, oh, I guess I'll do this today. A lot of it's more premeditated now, which is good.
Nice. Are there people that come and visit the offices as fans and like or stalkers or freaky people or anything?
Yeah, I get followed once, maybe twice a month to work.
Ooh.
Because the offices are right by a local shopping center, so I have to go through there or around it to get to work, and people are aware of this. People know the address. Like, if you Google it, you can usually find it. And yeah, probably once, maybe twice a month, I get followed to work. They never actually approach me, but
like
they just
paparazzi.
Sort of like linger on the way there, which is a bit unsettling.
Do you have some of those like rear view glasses so you can watch to see if you're being followed? Is it like is it like a spy movie? Are you like looking at all the people who are tailing
you?
I'm not as
sly as that. I just like vlog. You know, if I do like a front cam vlog, then I can see what's behind me anyway. So every day to and from, I'm always vlogging. But really, that's me just like using it as a mirror.
And then are they in the background like waving, I'm going to be in Lord's vlog?
Yeah. I did hear about Hannah left the building one day, and as she was walking down the street, someone just went, are you Hannah from the Yogscast? And she obviously told them no, because she was a bit like uncomfortable about it. And then she got a bit further down the street, and then they started running after her because they realized that it was her, and she just ran all the way home.
She should have turned.
Luckily, she lives as far as close as I do, so it was a brief run.
So y'all gonna like hire some security guards, maybe three, to stand out front?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like when people come to our office building, and they say, "Oh, I'm here to see the Yogscast or whatever." If we're not expecting them, then usually they get turned away, because we have people come to the building all the time, and we have a reception here, and the people on reception sort of pretend like they've never heard of us, which is quite funny.
Well, I think y'all should do like an 8 hours a day radio and hire, you know, some three radio hosts.
Yeah.
And do Yog
Radio. We have been thinking about doing Yog Radio, because, I mean, obviously I used to do a lot of that. And we've got the Area 11 guys in the office who, obviously, they're a band. So they're well into their music. And yeah, like we discussed Yog Radio. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but it's definitely been an idea that's been thrown around.
Nice.
Well, get a little awesome shoutcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of radio stations, we got a lot of sponsors today.
Yes.
I see how that's Yeah,
is that a good segue?
Great one.
so let's get to these. We got two awesome individual sponsors today. We have Just Will, who says,
"Hi, Martin, Eric, Brendan, Wes. Oh, and hi, Astragali. I love you, Martin and Wes. You're old."
Wow.
Wow, it's truth, too. It's like truth in text. Anyway, Aussie convict, our Tobop, says,
"Hi, guys and gals. Check out Gladiators of the Arena on Kickstarter. Great show. And do that."
Oh, I thought that was a game.
It is a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's on Kickstarter right now, so they're in the funding stage. But go check that out. Go search for it.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then we have a bunch of server sponsors here. The first one here is youtube.com/raycraft. That's R-A-Y-E craft. "Hi, guys. I'm doing Minecraft Let's Plays and custom maps, currently on episode 11 of Vast Emptiness. Check it out."
That sounds kind of cool.
Anyone want to do the next one?
Yes. Sponsor from The Watershed. You can visit The Watershed. Go to mc-thewatershed.net. It is a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with townie, multiple dimensions.
Multiple dimensions.
Another dimension. Whoa! Another dimension.
Also, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and much, 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 much more.
Next, we have MNS12 Gaming. Want to see us build cities, play Hunger Games, and much, much more in Minecraft? Visit youtube.com/thestormcommander.
I like that name.
And then we have Lolcraft-Gaming. "Hey there, could you contact me and do a segment on my FTB server?" Sure. What is this? This is weird.
Who copied this?
This is
in
not
here?
Quite right. I didn't read it. So I don't know if they want us to give that out or not now.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, lawcraft-gaming.com. Go play some FTB.
And everybody's invited, right?
Yes.
Is that the deal?
I think.
Lawcraft-gaming.com. That's the IP.
Unintentional DDoS happens. Now.
10, 9. And lastly, we have the Crossfire Network. Are you searching for a no-lag Direwolf 20 FTB server? The Crossfire Network is the place. dw20.thecrossfirenetwork.com.
Nice.
Our journey. So we got some insight to Yogg Towers and what you do on a daily basis. But in this segment, let's learn about what you did this past week. What's been going on with you, Martin?
It's just been a really full-on week, actually. I mean, I've been playing a lot of Cube World, a game that has been sort of like partly in Mojang, and then it was there for 3 days and then never was. But that game is incredible. Just like mind-blowing. It's really cool. It's kind of like the adventure elements of Minecraft mixed with lots of different RPG games, and it's very bright and colorful and shiny, and yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. But then what I've been up to this week in Minecraft, I've been playing on the first of many, because I know that a couple of people are developing these, but Minecraft MMOs seem to be a thing now that people are striving towards creating. Mm-hmm. So I tried out the first one. It was called Dungeon Realms. I watched the Twitch live stream of the MMO launching, and I've been into it, and it's pretty cool. It's all server-side coding as well, which is exciting. And you go in and you have like certain areas where the mobs are a certain strength level, and there's like 4 tiers of armor, and in order to progress to the next tier, it's best if you grind around the level ones, take the armor off them that they drop, and then move into level 2, and you go on so on and so forth. And they've got stuff like player personal housing which is cool. So you like you have like a nether star, and you right click with it, and then you get a little portal, and when you climb into it, you go through, and you have like a 16x16 like cube of dirt, and you can either pay to expand it or you can pay to buy certain blocks, and then you can start to build your own home or your own castles, and then people can come into your little individual realm, and you can have jewels or you can have a party. And it was just like really well implemented. So yeah, congrats to the Dungeon Realms guys on that. I thought it was really, really cool.
Man. So do you have like a fort or a house that we can come crash in now there?
I don't know. I only played a little bit of tier 1 and tier 2. I managed to get through to there. But it's actually quite expensive to buy stuff for player housing. But I guess that means that people play it for longer. I think that's the idea. But yeah, I've only done a little bit of the main world. But it's nice because there's so many different NPCs around the playing land. So you've got like bandits, you've got trolls, and they've actually been able to retexture some of them. This is all server side as well, to actually look like trolls and stuff, which is pretty cool. But yeah, so I thought it was really good. And all you need is vanilla Minecraft, and then you log straight into it. But the other one that I played this week, which is being developed by a friend of mine, all of the map is being built by Fire UK, so you can imagine how like mind-blowing the environments look.
Yeah.
And that actually has its own client. It's got custom music, the health bar as well. Instead of having like the health bar like as a bar across the middle, you have like four icons for your first four items, and then you have like an orb in the center, and then the other four items on the side of it, so it looks a bit more like traditional RPGs. And there's all sorts of stuff in that, like there's taming pets and all that sort of stuff. Yes, it's just like, I think I'm excited to see, especially with all the stuff that they're doing now towards the mod API, how much bigger these MMOs are going to get and how like intricate and complicated they're going to get. So yeah, I'm really excited for that.
What was the name of that one? Do you remember?
That one was called, I should still have it installed. Give me a moment. Where is it? It'll be in my downloads folder. That one's not out yet, but I'm going to something called the Insomnia Gaming Festival. It's essentially Minecon UK. It's being organized by the same guys who organized the Minecon in France earlier last year. And they're actually going to be announcing it there. I think it was called Mythros. Okay. Mythros.
Well, that, okay. Yeah, okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah,
get definitely. Well, that play some MMOs.
Mm.
Minecraft MMOs.
Minecraft-a-mos.
MCMOs or something. It might...
MCMM... Yeah, there's something
massively
there.
Massively multiplayer Minecraft service. So it would be like MMSs.
They're like, did McDonald's make this? What's going on? Yeah. We're going to make burgers.
Yeah.
Burgercraft.
That sounds awesome.
So that's clearly a mod, isn't it? If it's not Burgercraft, there's a barbecue craft mod already somewhere. That has to be.
Yeah.
There is now that you said it. I'm someone's made it.
Yeah.
What about you, Wesley? What you been up to?
Not much. I have had a pretty busy week to keeping track of the kids and everything. The kids are home for the summer, so I'm having a wee good time with my kids. Yay!
Yay!
Other than that, I really have not played much Minecraft. I did poke around a little bit with you guys for the hardcore stuff.
You need to start teaching your kids Minecraft, so then you can just play Minecraft with your kids.
Yeah, but then I got to give up a computer. See, that's the problem.
That's true.
Well, yeah, like, I just gave them, like, my old crappy laptop.
Yeah.
And it does kind of suck, because now they're like, I can barely play on it. I need a better computer. And you're like, ah, crap.
That's it. You gave him a far too intensive game.
Well, I did get my son into Super Mario Galaxy this week. And so...
Wow.
And he's only six, and he's doing pretty well. But the problem is that then he gets moderately stuck, and he has to come in and ask for my help while I'm, you know, trying to work on stuff. You know?
Well, that is with the Minecraft. Like, you know, don't try to watch a show, because like my son will come in and explain me the last half hour of what he did in Minecraft.
Nice.
And you don't want to be like,
that's cool.
You know, I've been there.
So you see the negative in this. There is a positive.
It is a positive. It's a lot more interaction. Like, then we'll get on and play a little bit and stuff. But
nice.
So we also did some hardcore on our hardcore challenge map. We went ahead and did a lot of like resource gathering behind the scenes, so people don't have to watch us just digging tunnels all
day
long.
You want to explain what that is real quick?
Yeah. We're doing a hardcore challenge. The first video is on our Dead Workers Play channel. And basically what we're doing is we're going to do 9 episodes in hardcore. And during these 9 episodes, we're going to build basically a castle and the defenses to the castle. And we're putting a hidden code. Well, it's not hidden. We tell it or put it up in an annotation in each video. When we do the 9th episode, we're going to release a form where the first 10 people that fill out the form with the 9 codes will then get to be in the 10th episode where they try to come and kill the 3 of us.
Come and kill us. And we are setting traps. We are fortifying our awesome little fortress made out of wood right now. Why is it made out of wood?
Oh, God.
Well, I think, actually, we recently encased it in cobblestone.
Yeah, we're adding.
Anyway, we're still adding traps every day. So you'll have like, what? You'll have like 2 hours,
to log
into
us.
The server. Craft what, you know, play the game. Just make whatever you can do, but you got to kill us. That's the goal. You can do whatever you want, but just kill us. Obviously, you're not in creative mode. You can't fly.
Are you guys kitted out with diamond armor and swords then, I'm guessing?
We're gonna be pimped out.
Yeah, we're totally nice. We're the pimps.
So we've been digging up, and we've got a lot of diamonds. So hopefully, we'll be able to craft that and get some enchantments.
We're gonna have a lot of booby traps. We're gonna have like booty traps, lava, and stuff. We'll have water in case you catch us on fire. I mean, we're ready. We're totally ready.
You've got 2 hours to kill us. You could spend 45 minutes digging down to bedrock, getting yourself some diamond armor and sword, and then you got an hour and 15 minutes to kill us. That's plenty of time.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, there's videos you can watch us build this fort. Now, we're not filming everything, right? Like, okay, so this
you all know every trap.
Yeah, like this week we spent a lot of time like gathering resources, and that's pretty boring for a video to watch somebody dig and stuff like that. So, and also while we're playing by ourselves, we'll put a trap here and there. So if you watch the whole series, you won't know exactly what's in store, but you'll get a good idea.
You're giving an advantage. Also, There is a bounty on each of our heads. So each of us are worth $25, so the person in-game who kills us will get $25. And if the same person kills all three of us, they get a bonus $25. So they could win up to $100.
Yeah, you get $100 for slaying us all.
So it's not like winning $1 million, but hey, it'll pay for your Minecraft, right?
Yeah, it's still fun. You buy a couple games on Steam or something, you know?
Yeah. So
the summer sales are coming up. That'll be very helpful.
Yeah.
$100 will buy you everything in the whole catalog.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and that's what we were talking about earlier before the show. We're hoping to get you on maybe for 15 minutes after the show and record the next episode and maybe get some ideas from you. Totally.
I'm not that good with redstone, but there is one trap that I've made before, so I might teach you how to make it.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
And that'll be on our channel, so you can check that out. That'd be cool. So that's exciting.
That. We've also been we wrote a song and made a song, right, Eric?
Yes, we did.
You want to hear the song, Martin?
Yeah, go then.
We're going to play
nervous.
It right now
he's
for you.
Nervous.
Then.
Okay.
What's the song about?
Oh, you'll see.
You'll see. Okay. Here it goes.
You'll see are the two words I always dread.
All right, ready? We've had him on the show. Try to start things on time. I'd listen twice if I could, 'cause the show's gonna be that good in the little wood.
Yes!
In the little wood. You know him from the past. He's been streaming to the saplings who are dreaming of Minecraft. You should go and subscribe to his channel right now. I'd listen twice if I could, 'cause the show's gonna be that good in the little wood. In the little wood. In the little wood. In the little wood.
Ah, bravo! I love that. That was wicked. That's the second song I've had about me from you guys. I love it.
We love writing songs about you. That's actually the 40th. We got a whole album series.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Double live album.
Sings about Martin.
Yeah.
With stars in their eyes.
Each one comes with a little sapling in the double album cover.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, did that. I've been playing with Minamator. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Minamator.
That thing is awesome. Like I've heard talking about it and blah, 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 but that just doesn't, like, getting in there and, like, all of a sudden I'm making me do things that I shouldn't do to myself.
Whoa.
And it happens all in 3D space, and you can film it and put a green screen behind it and just do that. It's just really cool tool. So I had a lot of fun with that, and we're going to be working on another music video.
Yeah, we're just going to use Minamator 100% into a video. Yeah, that'd be cool.
So what's Minamator? I haven't heard of this.
Oh.
It's basically like a
It's a 3D animation software.
Okay. But so you don't need to use things like Blender and Maya and 3D Max and
stuff. Right, right. And this is built especially for Minecraft. So there's things like walking animations that you can apply to a Minecraft character running and stuff like that.
Cool.
You can import any kind of character, a zombie, a ghast, whatever you want. You can import any item like picks, and you can parent them to hands so they'll attach. And I mean, it is a Minecraft animating tool. It's amazing.
Oh, man. I might look into that for our next video.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It's free, small download.
Yes, yeah, totally free.
To get into.
It might be open source. I don't know.
Ski Dude, I think that's how you say his name. I think it's S-K-E-I Dude. He does a lot of tutorials, and I learned like stuff immediately from the tutorials. So really
maybe
good
it's
thing
Sky for, Dude.
Maybe the Sky Dude.
Oh, yeah. Ski Sky. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, check that out. That's good stuff. Also, I don't know how much I can talk about this. I didn't actually ask him, but I know I could probably say this. So, Vladimir, the creator of the Chronotide maps, he has he's working on a new map that's really epic, and I don't want to say too much about it, but I'm going to do the cutscenes for it.
Oh, very cool.
He asked me, and he usually...
Cool.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to be like a part of a Minecraft map, but I don't really know what I would do. Like, I'm really an editor, an animator, a musician. I don't, you know, like, I don't know how that fits. But he contacted me, and he says, well, he usually doesn't collaborate. He just, you know, works by himself for months and months and makes this cool map, puts it out there. So he asked me what I thought about that. I was like, so I could make cutscenes that are integrated into the map itself. Like, things happen in the thing that force you to, you know, watch a video. And anyway, it's a really cool system. So I think it's going to be really great. And he also wants some voice stuff. So who's going to get with, you know, you guys.
Okay.
To do voices. So it's going to be like a Vladimir DWP collaboration, really epic map. And it's looking really good. I don't even want to say like the genre or anything because I don't know what I don't want to. You know, he's like, "That's it, you're off the team." You know, yeah.
Right?
So,
right.
But so all the bronies will be excited. I think.
Is he a brony?
Vladimir Brony.
Vlada Brony. Yeah.
You know, I just thought, you know, you told me there was ponies in it, right?
Yes, ponies.
Speaking of ponies, do we want to talk about our affiliate here?
Sure. We sure do.
Lootcrate.com. Is that what you're talking about?
That's right. Lootcrate.com.
If you go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers, you can sign up for a monthly crate of loot.
Yes.
A bunch of interesting little odd geek gear. You can get things like dice and t-shirts and lunch boxes and stickers and figures.
Doctor Who stuff. Minecraft stuff. I got some stickers, Minecraft stickers one time. I got a Transformer turning into a TARDIS shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. And they ask you your size, and I'm a big boy, so I got my 3X. So it's really cool, and you can just go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers. Use the code DEAD, and you'll actually get $3 off your order. So it's we make it cheaper for you.
We do.
So go check that out.
Yeah. From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So this week we got some news. We got a guest next week is Jigarbov.
Jigarbov, he is a map maker.
So that will be a fun show. Exciting stuff. This week we've had some snapshots: 13W25A, B, and C. Martin, do you play many of the snapshots? Do you play them immediately, or do you wait?
Yeah, I play quite a lot of them. I tend to do like videos covering them if there's anything like super interesting. I think the last one I did though was probably horses.
Yeah,
and that was a good few weeks ago now.
Yeah, I've always liked yours. They're always like very compact, and very good,
dense.
Yes, dense. Dense?
Yeah, because like some people like lay everything out and then they run around and like do it in one take in one video. But usually, I like to just record a load of vocals and then sort of put everything over the top, kind of like a montage. It's a lot easier that way for me.
Yeah, yeah.
We like doing them too, but we like making things. Like if we're gonna do something, we want to have experiments and stuff that does weird stuff. So a lot of these later snapshots have not really been that appealing because it's all like kind of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this week is kind of one of those. Like, not mostly bug fixes, right?
Yeah.
So not much to say about it. There's still no word on the 1.6 when it will be unleashed, although International Digital Times speculated that a release could be close if Mojang is mostly focusing on bug fixes, which makes complete
That's
sense.
Absolutely true.
On Tuesday, William D'Angelo over at the VGCharts.com announced that in the debut week of the retail box version of Minecraft, the Xbox 360 edition, the title topped the U.S. and global sales chart. The game smashed its way to the top of sales, over 120,000 in the week of June 1st. The most recent chart that VGC had available at the time of this report, it seems. Given that the game hasn't yet been fully released worldwide, it'd be interesting to see if it returns to the top in coming weeks.
Yep.
So nice. I assume it would, pretty much like every patch, in November, December, like those months leading up to like holiday seasons, they'll probably, you know, hit it again.
That's true.
Yeah.
So do you ever play Joe Danger on your PS3?
I haven't.
It's a really awesome little game.
Is it like a little $10 game kind of thing?
Yeah, and I got Joe Danger so I could play it with my son. And basically, it's like a little like dirt ramp obstacle course thing where like...
Is this PC? PS3. Oh, yep. Wow.
And I don't know if it's on Xbox or not. But anyway, I had a lot of fun with it, and it's a lot of fun. And Joe Danger and Joe Danger 2, the movie, are set to debut on Steam this week, and they are coming with lots of little Minecraft and TF2 goodies.
Well, that's not like Joe Dirt.
No.
Okay.
Definitely Joe Dirt, not with Joe
the,
Dirt.
With the mullet or whatever?
Yeah. What's wrong with mullets?
I don't know why. I could see Martin with a mullet. I think it would look good on
me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be weird me having a mullet.
A mullet and a Bud Light, you would fit in down here perfectly.
Yeah.
Someone Photoshop it now.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to get some little Minecraft goodies, and you can, the level editor for Joe Danger will allow you to put these things in, so you could like have a little Minecraft level where you're like riding a motorcycle over Minecraft goodies and stuff. So anyway,
cool. Is that the one with the guy with the motorbike and he has the helmet and the goggles on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I have seen this. Yeah.
Very cute. Very silly. And a surprising amount of fun and like a lot of replayability. Like you might play a level and beat the time, and then you might need to go through and find all the hidden stars and then do the one where you pick up all the coins. And
okay, they have this on iOS.
They do?
Too. Yeah.
Cool.
I think I've played it. It sounds like the same thing. It was a motorcycle and you drive over stuff and get stars and try to beat your times and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Also... Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week. Jeb and Patrick at the Swedish Game Awards 2013. They stopped in at the ceremony, and Jeb had been enlisted to present the award for best innovation. The lucky people to touch the hem of Jeb's robe were the team from Exciting Tree Productions, who had created King of the Thrill, a multiplayer beat 'em up which uses smartphones as the controllers. Patrick also tweeted that Little Warlock, winner of Best Execution, reminded him of a game he knew, namely Scrolls, although LW is an RTS-CCG.
Real-time strategy CCG. Interesting.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Browser-based, apparently, too.
And King of the Thrill, similar to a DVD we did years ago, King of the Hill, it was a... motor thing with cars and flips and actually we wanted to see can we put one in every bag at PlayOnCon? Because it's either that or throw them away, so we're
yeah
gonna see,
sure
okay great
there you go
so yeah, we got a way
we'll
to get
them
those
away
out.
We'll give them away at Dry Head at PlayOnCon.
PlayOnCon, everybody, well, the first 800 people will get one. So get them fast.
So Minecraft Machinimathon, I said that whole word right. Machinimathon will take place on June 28th. Joshua Mutter, who we'll also talk about him in this week's sightings, is...
Wait, his Mutter or his Fada?
Hello, Mutter.
Sorry.
So he's teamed up with a lot of Machinima creators to stream a Machinima creation for charity. The event starts on June 28th, and the proceeds will benefit Charity Water, and will be streaming at twitch.tv/machinimathon. For more details, check out Joshua's announcement video, and I will put that in the show notes.
Nice.
We also got an email in this week that there's a research team at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, that they're working on a multi-user CAD system so that more than one person can work on the same part simultaneously. In their efforts to learn how designers might collaborate in this sort of environment, they've hit upon looking into how Minecraft SMP servers work together. So Brett Stone from the team has put out a call for us and other Minecrafters to fill out an online survey about working together in the game. So we'll link to it in our show notes so everybody can fill it out and help them out.
Good, good.
And last but not least, Drew Carey is now a Minecrafter. Drew Carey, yes, the Drew Carey, has managed to get himself addicted to Minecraft and has been tweeting highlights of his adventures under the hashtag #MinecraftDiary.
What a weirdo.
So some of his example tweets are, Brent, you want to read this one?
Yeah, raw chicken for dinner, 6 broken picks, still no effing coal. I will die in a dark cave unless I find it. #MinecraftDiary Minecraft Diary.
And you want to read the next one?
Wow. Eric? I don't, no.
An 8-year-old told me about the cooking wood in the charcoal trick. I am saved.
So Drew Carey has learned that if you want to learn anything in Minecraft, you talk to an 8-year-old.
Sorry, I was actually looking at his Twitter when you guys were reading. Really? I'm like, this is amazing. Is this real?
Yeah. So he's been singing Minecraft's praises, and when a follower told him that he still wasn't persuaded to buy the game, Drew replied, "It's the best, yo!" Because I can just see that coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him as a guest.
Yeah. Ooh.
I wonder if they're
we're getting him on the show.
Yeah.
If he's this excited about it, wouldn't he want to be on this show?
Oh, yeah, I'm
sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Positive.
I mean, absolutely.
And then maybe
everyone
we can
wants to be on this show.
I mean, this is where you come and talk about Minecraft.
And then maybe he can get us on The Price is Right.
Does he still do that?
Yeah.
He does?
And apparently being the host of The Price is Right makes you look like you're 90. Like, I fully believe that Bob Barker is like 40, but for some reason doing that show, it ages you drastically. Like, have you seen him lately? I mean, he's not going to do the show now that I'm saying this, but he looks like he's 90. I mean, Drew Carey.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen him
lately.
He
looks like Bob Barker. I mean, that's about...
He lost a lot of weight, though. I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
He looks pretty healthy. I don't know that he looks old.
Well, healthy, but... he looks like he's, like, recovering from cancer or something.
Whoa. Well, we'll ask him on the show.
Yeah.
If he's recovering.
I'm sure he's
going
to come now.
That's awesome, though. Well, cool. Good on him.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
And this segment is sponsored by Audible.
Audible.
If you would like to get a free 30-day trial of Audible and try out a free book, you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and sign up, and you will not only get a credit to get a free book, but there's all kinds of free stuff you can look at on there as well.
Free.
That's good.
And then pennies.
Exactly. And if you decide to subscribe, there is also you get additional credit each month, and you get 30% off all additional purchases. So it's well worth it. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free 1-month trial.
Don't read. Listen.
Well, reading's bad for you. It's bad for your eyes, right?
Yeah.
So
it's bad for your kidneys, too. It's
and you're weird. Already listening to stuff. I mean, you're listening to this show.
Yeah.
And when you're done with the first 39 hours of it, you need something else to listen to. So I think that's a perfect thing to listen to.
Yeah.
So.
I knew this one guy who read so much, it gave him leprosy, like stage 1 leprosy.
Yeah. You it happens. It's true.
And I'm just looking over the new releases. And in the past couple of days, there's been like 75 new books added.
So they're probably at like 120,000.
I know. It's crazy how many books are on there.
Okay. So audibletrial.com/theshaft. This first contribution here we have from a listener is from Munchesium.
Munchies, yum.
I like Munchesium.
Munchesium. Sure. That sounds like a Pokemon name.
It sounds like an element.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, because I'm saying, hey, guys, a couple of things. What is the weirdest thing about yourselves that you're willing to share? Wes?
I went to the Naval Academy my freshman year of college. A lot of people didn't know that about me. And then I used to build haunted houses and throw big parties in them.
Yeah?
That's not weird.
Well, I mean,
I'll give you weird. Okay, I'll give you weird.
Okay,
I don't mind peeing in bottles.
Oh, this is true.
So, like, that is- if like we're super busy or something, and I gotta go, I'll go in a bottle and then throw the bottle away. Like, I don't mind a little drippage on
you
the floor.
You do not do that in here.
No, 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 never.
Not that he'll
ever. But never, a story for mission. You. I used to work for NASA, right, and doing their teleconferencing.
This is so horrible.
I do this like you know, I would do like the Japanese teleconferences late at night. Because of the time change, they would want to call the scientist here, and I was the one who set it up. You know, I'd be like, hey, are you ready for your call? And then hook them up.
Okay.
Anyway, I was the only one there, and we're in a secure area, so I couldn't just, like, leave, because someone might call in while there's a conference. So I had to pee really bad, and so I peed in a you know, a, like a bottle, you know, like a 20-ouncer, right?
Yeah.
Capped it off and put it there. Forgot it.
Oh, no.
Forgot it. So in the morning. No, no. In the morning when everybody else is there and I show up, I have my like lead go, hey, Brent, what's this in front of everybody? No. And I had to go, it's just some apple juice, man.
No.
Wow. Oh. Did they say, why don't you take a sip?
Yes. In your mind, you're thinking, how far am I willing to go? Like, like I'll take a sip to keep my job, right?
Oh, God.
Like,
no.
Like, I think I could take a sip, you know, maybe not swish it around, but, you know, suck it and, like, kind of let it go back in the bottle.
Well, you're going too far.
I'm just saying. Anyway, so there you go. That's kind of a weird thing.
That's a sweet pee story. So I guess my weird thing is I am actually a superhero. You want to know my superpower?
Sure.
Okay. So my superpower is I can stop myself from hiccuping. I can. So when I get the hiccups, I get one. That's it.
Yeah.
I get one, and then I stop myself, and that's it.
You hold your diaphragm?
I don't even know. It's I think it's on the mind or something. I don't even know. Like, since
I do
I was
too.
A little
I hold
kid,
my diaphragm.
I have one, and then it just stops. I just it just goes away. But any superhero has a kryptonite, right? So what? The thing that will defeat me is cats. I am deathly allergic to cats, and I can actually sense a cat. I walked into a friend's house a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I wonder if he has cats. Oh, I'll know once I walk in. Open the door, and I just sensed it. I just knew there was a cat. It's not even a smell. It's no. It's almost like I can like my skin or tingling or something weird. I knew there was a cat in there. He's like, oh, I have a cat. And I'm like, I know. I can feel it.
You didn't have to tell me. I already killed it.
He's like, are you cool? And I'm like, I'll be cool for up to like an hour or something, you know?
Then I will explode.
Any more than that. Like if I spend the night in a house where there's a cat, I wake up destroyed. Yeah. You know.
Your catometer was a little past Siamese, but not up to Afghan.
Nice.
I don't think you're allowed at my house anymore this week.
Well, I mean, I go to your house, but not long. You have
right.
A cat, you have
this week, I get a picture from my wife who's like, I found this. She was out riding on her bicycle and heard this meowing and found this kitten. I mean, it's like nothing-sized kitten just in the woods all by itself. So she drives home, gets it some food, brings it back, and kitten eats. And she went home and she's like, well, if it's there the next day, you know, I'll, you know, take it to the shelter or to the ark down here or something like that. She goes back and it was waiting there by the food bowl that she had left it. And she's like, I can't. So now we have a cat.
All right.
So, after getting it defleed and shots and food and stuff. Pets are expensive,
so yo. You got to name it. Are you going to name it Martin?
My daughter got to name this one. It's called Tumble.
Tumble. And the little Tumble.
Yeah. My son almost named it Hot Dog, so we're happy with Tumble.
Hot Dog.
What's the matter with Hot
Dog? It's the awkward time, though, when you come home and go, okay, who wants hot dogs?
Like,
oh,
no.
Nice.
Well, I was like, do we want to go eat some Vietnamese?
Oh.
No. That should have finished it with that. Anyway, so... Martin, what's the weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Weird thing about me. I don't know, I feel like I display my weirdness all the time. here's one. I've never really told anybody about this. Eric was saying about how he has like a sixth sense, or like he knows when there's a cat there. Mm. When I sometimes just get like random aches on my body, and I feel like, oh, something bad is going to happen, and it's going to like hurt that body part. So really casually, and trying to look as natural as possible, I will just cover that part of my body with like my arm or my hand or something. So if I'm ever stood with my hand like kind of on my lower back or like somewhere really weird, that's why, because I'm like preempting something bad to happen.
That's interesting.
That's a weird little mind thing that my my brain does to me.
And then like a guillotine just like falls right where your arm was. And you're like, I knew it!
Yeah. I'll look for that at MineCon. You're going to MineCon, right? The next
one? Yeah, totally, okay. Yeah.
We'll look for that. We'll watch his arm.
Or sometimes I lean against the wall because I'm like, yeah, there's definitely no way anything can get behind me.
Or Lewis is like, why are you rubbing my back, Martin? It's weird.
I've just got a feeling. I'm just looking out for you.
Ooh, someone's got an email.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, also, are you guys always drunk and or drinking when you record the show?
No.
I did a few shots before I came on, I gotta admit. I put my hands up.
No. We actually, when we did it on Sunday, we rarely drank. But then when we moved it to Friday night,
it's kind of like fun.
Yeah, we're hanging out with friends. It's Friday night, so. Yeah.
But also we're way over like 21.
Yeah,
it's not like
we're like 21 times 12.
And then we sit here playing games until we're all sobered up, and then we go home.
Yeah. There's no driving or anything irresponsible happening.
Indeed.
So, but yes, we're drunks. We're alcoholics. And we have problems.
That's the first step, though. I'm proud of you all.
Thank you.
Well, and you got to keep in mind that, like, you know, I'm at home with kids, and I don't really go out, and I don't drink much at the house. I might drink, like, maybe once every 3 weeks or so at the house. Mm-hmm. So, like, this Friday night is, like, my hanging out, having a good time, partying with my friends night.
I drink a couple of bottles of wine with my wife every night, sometimes a bottle of scotch. I am a functioning alcoholic.
Jeez.
I am pretty much drunk 24/7. No one knows it at work yet, I don't think.
And I was about to say, work's calling.
I drink Hennigan's at work, and you can't smell it.
His wife and kids are actually
they're alcoholics, too.
They don't actually exist.
I started my kids young.
He lives in a ditch.
No, I'm joking. Because it's a funny subject.
You're over half that. He's got two fakes. Just a bit of whiskey. Yeah.
So our next listener contribution is from iPodMan79. He says, I have a question about YouTube. I created my YouTube channel about 2 years ago, but I only started putting out real content last month or so. I was approached by a partnership network and wondered if I should join them. Seeing as you are YouTube partners, could you give us more information about what partnering is all about and what to expect? So Brent, how do you feel about partnering?
let's get Martin first. How about that?
This is a really broad subject that I don't think we can answer fully for you, because here's the thing, there's so many partnerships out there and they all offer something different.
Yeah.
And don't talk to one partner. If you have one asking you to partner, either A, they're really small and don't, you know, they're trying to get anyone, or you can find another partner. Like, there's other people who will want you too, is what I'm saying, if you're big enough. So A, either you don't want to go with these people, or at least you want to look into all your options first. You want to find other partnerships, see what they're offering. Make sure it's worth, like, make sure they're going to do for you what is worth what they're taking from you, because they're all going to want to take a piece of what you're making. I can tell you this as a non-partner, like when you just have a monetized channel, there are a whole stream of issues that you're going to run into for a long time until you get enough users that you can kind of talk to people at YouTube and get like auto monetization and things not flagging because they have music. Even if you use like licensed music that you've paid for, it's probably going to get flagged just because of how their system works. So there's a lot of that stuff that being partnered will help you with for sure. And is a reason to get partnered, but you need to look at all the partners and find out. I mean, we've been with kind of 2.5 at this point. So we know, and we've talked to a lot of YouTubers. Actually, PlayOnCon is almost like a behind the scenes of YouTubers talking about all the situation. So we know a lot of what the different deals are out there. And I can say they range for everything. I kind of count Machinima a little bit because we...
Oh yeah,
he's
we're
like,
yeah,
you worked
exactly.
with them, and so we kind of know how they work.
Right.
But I can tell you this: there are drastically different options, all the way from like a 10-90 split, all the way to like 40-60 split, all the way to like $3 CPM to your CPM minus, depending on the time of year. There's so many different options to go through. You need to look at everything.
Yeah. It's pretty thorough.
Did you have anything, Martin, to say about partnerships? We're actually under
I
the
think
same
mainly
partner.
Just with partnerships is, yeah, the key things you want to look for when you're looking to join a network is, one, what CPM are you getting? So that's the amount of money you'll be getting per 1,000 views. And also find out if that's fixed or if it's variable, because some companies will have like a good month, like they'll sell lots of adverts and you'll get great money from it. And then other months it could nosedive and you'll get less than a third of what you'd expect to usually get. And also as well, some networks do offer you to get an all views thing, which is regardless if people click on the adverts or if they watch them, because we know a lot of people use Adblock. You can also get an all views kind of deal, but they're quite difficult to come by. I think you have to be bigger to get those. And then also as well, most networks don't really do much in the way of like pushing other channels towards each other. Like, you know, if they come in and say, hey, we've got all these huge channels, don't be fooled by thinking that you'll be able to collaborate with these bigger channels. Everyone still works independently. There's not much really like, you know, interlinking that the networks do. And yeah, I'd probably say that's about it. It's just make sure you're getting the best deal, and any network can go, oh, well, we're going to retract this deal and you'll be fine. I'll go somewhere else. And also make sure you don't sign a life deal. Never sign your life away for, I'd say never sign a contract over 1, maybe 2 years. I've seen people who have signed 5-year contracts and lifetime contracts. So any channel they ever make forever, like they essentially own your soul. Just be very careful to avoid stuff like that. Yeah. But it's not all as big and scary as we make out. It's once you're in, you get the benefits of not getting flagged. I know that anybody that's in Maker Studios currently or the Game Station, we can use any music now from Warner Brothers, which is like a huge selection, not just from movies but from chart music as well, so that's quite exciting. Yeah. But yeah, just be careful.
We should be doing that then.
I know,
we're on TGS.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, no, but we just never anyway,
yeah, we never did anything with it,
but it's a good perk. But yeah, they all have different perks, so
mm-hmm.
Wow, good question.
So good answers. Okay, so we got one here from So Totally Samo. Says, hey guys, I've been bugged by one question for a while. How did you guys meet?
Brent and I used to play Dungeons & Dragons together with a mutual friend. His next-door neighbor was one of my good friends in high school.
Yeah.
I think that's how we met.
Truth.
That's true.
I met Eric. I actually went to high school with Eric, but didn't know you. And yeah. We met through Dead Workers Party when we were doing our first production.
Brent was a stripper and I was the DJ. Yeah,
that's true.
At a club. That's and true. Just kind of hit it off.
And Eric,
that was when I was a little heavier, so people really enjoyed it more.
And Eric and I probably met at Imagination Unlimited.
Yeah.
And then
very nerdy game, tabletop.
And I used to run local game conventions and stuff. And Eric and Daryl, I used to ask them to like help me make intro videos for like games we were running and things like that. Do you remember when I asked you to do that?
Yeah. I totally do.
When you were still, were you still in high school then?
I was. Yeah. I think I was 15 probably at the time.
And then we met Martin when we got a bunch of tweets from Sapling saying, hey, you need to get into the Little Wood on the show.
We got flooded and we're like, who's this guy? Who does he think he is?
I didn't really know how to go about applying. So I was just like, okay, one live stream. I'm just going to tell everyone to tweet them. So they just have a wall of messages and maybe that will like grab their attention. And it worked. It was great.
Yeah, it totally worked. Well, at first we're like, all right, who's this guy? And we looked you up. We're like, wow, he looks very friendly and nice. Okay. Yeah, we'll take him on.
We can't get rid of him.
Also, I guess, how did you meet Simon and Lewis? I think I know this.
The way I met Simon and Lewis, it was kind of funny as well, because it was kind of, I was quite persistent about making it happen, was I released the first song, Form This Way, and like Bebop featured it on the Minecraft Monday show. Lydia had tweeted it out a little bit, and that was when she was first doing videos. Remember that old like black and white one she used to do between gameplay?
Yep.
Those are really old. And yeah, she like shared out the video, and then I posted it on the Yogscast forums, and back then the forums were like incredibly busy at all times, and no thread would stay on the first page of threads for any longer than about 10 minutes. But I was able to keep mine at the top of the Minecraft section for about 3 days. And nice. Obviously, eventually, either Simon and Lewis themselves or some of the forum admins noticed that it was, you know, being pretty persistent and staying there, and they passed the song along. And then eventually I got a direct message from Lewis just saying, hey, we've got a Ventrilo, can you come on, we just want to have a chat about something. And then that was that, and then I spoke to them about the song and we released it, and then I didn't really speak to them for about 6 or 7 months, and then I met them in person at the first Minecon, and then that's when we discussed the Yogg Towers for the first time, and then it sort of just went from there, really.
Nice. And then also, you have a new song parody that's going on their channel, on the main...
I've got two. There was one that I wrote last year. So when I finished Screw the Nether last year, I finished my vocals. And as soon as I got home, I was like, oh man, I just want to work on a new song straight away. So I wrote one song. So that's nearly a year since I wrote that one. And the other night, I was just bored out of my mind, and I thought, I need a new song. I'm just going to write one. And I sat down and wrote one, and we've actually started work on that one sooner than the other one, because the other one's quite like a sad song about Minecraft, and that sounds weird to say. So that will probably go on my channel as opposed to the main Yogscast one. But yeah, this new song we've done is very high energy, and it's actually a song that's originally about video games, or is at least related to video games, and people will see the link when it comes out. But yeah, I'm very excited for that song. I think we're having a meeting about the video on Thursday. We've already got a demo track done, and obviously I'm going to record my vocals soon and we'll polish the rest of it up, so it could potentially be like a month and a half away. So yeah, really excited for that one.
Excellent. Nice. Very good, very good.
Can't wait to hear that. And we got one here from the Awesome Foursome. Hello, people of the Shaft. I'm part of a small YouTube channel, and we all love listening, watching to our shows. This leads me to ask the question, would you ever have a smaller Minecraft channel on your show? And I mean, the answer is kind of yes. I mean,
we've done it before.
Yeah. I mean, I think when Minecraft Chick first got on the show, I mean, I don't think she really
had like
any
two
subs,
episodes,
like a couple hundred subs.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe 1,000 or something like that.
And we just thought it was amazing. Like her energy and her pink hair. And it was just like, whoa, what is this? We got to get her on the show. So like, if it's exciting and cool, we don't look at numbers and go, oh, this guy's famous, you know. It just depends on the person and personality.
It's kind of what catches,
you know,
our attention. Yeah. I mean, big numbers do catch our attention. I mean, that's just kind of part of it. You can't help but see people who are bigger.
And we know that the vast majority are going to want to listen to, like Sky or something. Like we were trying to meet Sky so that we could meet him and put him on the show and all that kind of thing. But there's other people that we just kind of bump into. We're like, yeah, we're good buds. Hey, he's a good guy. He's a Minecrafter. Let's put him on the show. And
I mean, like,
it's organic, I guess.
And it's not that we're opposed to having small channels. And I mean, Donkey Puncher only has 10,000 subs.
I mean,
there's all kinds of people that we like having on. It's mostly we're going to try to reach out to big channels because we figure most of the people in Minecraft want to hear from those people. It's simply just giving our audience what we think they want. But if we like you and think you're interesting, then yeah, we've got no problem bringing you on with smaller subs. It's not a litmus test.
Yeah,
I think I only had about 15,000-20,000 when I was on for the first time.
That's true.
Yeah. And the other thing is the gauge is really, are you entertaining? Are you going to be entertaining to people listening to an audio show? And the video, like, if we have, you know, put people on in the past that maybe weren't as prepared for entertaining, and it just didn't go off as well as the shows where people are entertaining and used to being entertaining. And usually having a big channel means you're probably entertaining. So
right.
That's
and
a
you,
good game.
That's like you've been working on your craft for a while, haven't you?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's why we like having YouTubers on also, because they're used to addressing an audience. I mean, there are other Minecrafters we could have on and have had on.
Yeah.
But when you bring on the YouTubers, you know what you're getting. You're getting somebody who's used to addressing an audience.
Yeah. That's probably why we don't have as many map makers, as many mod makers, and people like that, just because we have no way to gauge their entertainment value, so to speak.
Yeah, and their presence.
And we don't want the show to be not as good as it could be, but we also don't want to make them feel like out of place, because, like, you know, if you get into a situation where you are uncomfortable like that, then it's bad for them too, I think. Yeah. So yeah. That's kind of the other thing. So all that going being said is just we want to give the best show possible. Doesn't matter what the numbers are for the guest.
True.
True dat.
True, true.
Now, what else is true is that you can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month of Netflix on us. This is, I believe, worldwide. Or I'm going to say that just so you go anyway and check it out. netflix.com/deadworkersparty. I just got through the fourth season of Fringe, and I'm waiting for the fifth season to get put on Netflix because that show is crazy.
Have you seen Video Game High School is now on Netflix?
It is.
No way. Yeah,
that, yeah. That's a fantastic watch. If you haven't seen it, Freddie Wong and you know his friends have put together a series. Yeah. Really good. And season two's on its way soon.
Wow, you already got to fourth. You already finished the fourth season.
We have been watching it like nonstop.
Yeah, it gets, French. Once it ramps up.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I mean, there's parts where like, I kind of want to go back to how it was first season. You know, it's like, slow down a little bit. This is crazy. This is bizarre. It was like the fourth season of Felicity. If anybody ever, anyway, maybe not quite, but it got crazy. Is all I'm saying.
I have been watching an interesting little kids show called the Aquabats Super Show. It's a little band out of Orange County, and they're into like rubber monster movies and all that kind of stuff. And it's silly imagination movers esque humor, but they ride around in a big like van and fight rubber monsters, and they're dressed up in uniforms, and one of them's a robot and one of them is like really clean. Anyway, it's very cute.
What's it called again?
It's called the Aquabat Super Show.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And they're and it actually got nominated for a daytime Emmy. So, you know, it's on what's the Hub? That's that new kids network.
Yep.
And they've done like, I think,
are you watching this by yourself?
I watched some of it by myself
with a bottle of wine
and lotion.
And then I started playing it for my son, and now that's all he wants to watch right now is Aquabats Super Show. Huh. So check that out. It's very cute. It's very entertaining.
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Also,
that's right. I was just going to say, get a free month.
Yeah, get a free month. But also, didn't you have a video on how people not in America could get the American version with more videos, Martin?
There was a video. Two words, if you Google them, media hint. That's all you need to know. Nice. Media hint, and you'll get the American library.
That's the secret code.
Everybody look that up who's not in the U.S. of A, and that's netflix.com/deadworkersparties. And then go search for media hint.
Niceness.
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
This is the segment where a duck poops out an egg out of its butt.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
That's precisely what it is.
Okay, great. Okay, so this is actually where people call in or send in ideas on what should be in Minecraft, what could be, what may be changed.
What should be, what could be, what will be.
And we're going to come to you in just a little bit, Martin, with your own ideas.
Oh my God, I'm always terrible at these. I never have a good one.
That's okay, we accept bad ones too.
Yes.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
You just might get one of these.
Whoa, might get a
worst
buzzer.
Idea heck, ever.
What?
Pretty harsh.
So the first one here is by Nassus McDonald's, or Nassus MC, who says, although desert temples are very exciting to find, they do not pose very much of a challenge once you've discovered the hidden TNT. I think it would be more interesting if there were pyramids. They would be larger and more in-depth versions of temples and would yield more valuable items.
Mm. Can always back up and use some blue vanilla.
New mobs.
Get all kinds of new structures in your standard vanilla game.
Put some blue in your vanilla.
Yeah.
So let's see. I don't know.
But yeah. I'm all
rubbed on a witch's nose. It's kind of.
What?
Weird.
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I'm reading the
wrong one. Wow.
Yeah.
I was falling asleep at the wheel over here.
Oh, the next one is submitted by Tom.
You don't want to hear about this one.
He wants wart cream. You should be able to mix nether wart and magma cream to make wart cream, which should be rubbed on a witch's nose to turn them into an apothecary-like villager.
Ah, so pyramids, huh? In the desert. Interesting. No, I'm just kidding. No,
I mean, that's a really cool idea, actually. It kind of adds a little bit of lore to the game as well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
All my witches are dead. Like, I never find a witch.
I don't think I've ever found one in the swamp. I always find their places, but never them.
Yeah.
Where are they? Where do they go?
The swamps. I never see them.
They have like a little hut in the swamp, right?
Yeah, I have seen the hut, though. But yeah, like the witch is never home.
Like, they go out and wander, and then I think they must get killed or something. And they never come back.
Yeah, maybe.
Or they're off stealing babies from villagers.
How would it die, though, by itself, I wonder? Like, what in nature will kill a witch?
Creeper?
Yeah, okay.
Water?
Maybe they drown.
They're natural enemies.
Will the creeper actually seek it out and blow it up?
Just maybe we should set up
technically,
a sting operation at a witch's hut.
We'll
spawn in a witch in the hut and then watch her.
Yeah, like a private investigator.
Little dolls out front of her house and scare and terrify her.
I like this idea. I mean, technically a skeleton could shoot one with an arrow.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when they kill creepers... What is it, like a record comes out or whatever?
Well, someone needs to do a Minecraft Busters on this and see if they're like aggro to other monsters and...
Yeah, somebody spy on a witch for a while and give us a ring or an email or something and we'll put it in the show. This is good stuff.
Okay, this next one goes on to say, I would like to have the option to turn off PvP when I am playing a LAN game.
Oh, so you just can't do that right now, huh?
So,
options in multiplayer admin
LAN
kind of
in a LAN game. Can you not turn it off? Are they not the same options?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried it, but so it's not.
I imagine that would be the same case then. If they're on about a LAN game, I bet Minecraft Realms are currently in the same sort of state as well, where you're not really an op. You're just somebody that's in the game, like in the world.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. Well,
I mean, if the option's not there, I think it needs to be
sure.
In a LAN game.
It's not an incredible submission, but sure.
But then it's the case of when you are fighting somebody that they're just going to toggle it on if they're starting to lose.
Yeah. I think it would have to be a server-wide thing.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And be able to turn on wart cream.
See, it almost seems like maybe there is a server option or a LAN option, like when you're setting up the LAN version, whatever your version of Minecraft that config, I think you could probably set the option for PvP on or off. Maybe they're saying if it's a PvP server, they want to turn it off. And I've got to say no.
Oh, no, that's not.
Because that's not your decision. It's whoever decided to make the server. And if you don't like their decisions, don't go to their server.
Yeah, it's like...
Find a different LAN party and group of friends to play with.
Dirty cheaters.
Is that wrong? Yeah.
Find new friends.
Anyway, so the next one here is from Koshel. Oh, by the way, that one was from Psycho Chickens. This one's from Koshel, who says, you should be able to tame a pig like a wolf when you feed the pig a golden carrot. You could put armor on it to protect it. Riding, maybe you should be able to ride it, too.
I think somebody's been looking at the guinea pig armor too much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tame a pig with a golden carrot.
I mean,
what do you think, Martin? Is this the best thing?
Tame a pig with a carrot? No, I think. It's not so much taming them. It's more the saddle is difficult to come by, isn't it, in the game?
Yeah.
And I think now people aren't going to be bothered about how you tame a pig because it's all going to be about horses, isn't it? That's going to be the big thing that you're going to want to tame.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Are you saying this one gets one of these?
Worst idea ever.
Yes.
Yeah, it's close.
One of those. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so now, since you've told everybody else how horrible their ideas are, it's your turn, Martin.
Mine just really stems from Cubeboard, really. I've been playing that all this week. I would love to see hang gliders in Minecraft.
Oh, I was just getting ready. Sorry, go on.
I found, like, scaling, like, the world and the landscapes when I've got a hang glider is so much easier. Because I can jump off a mountain top and then just glide along and, like, gently land on top of a tree. And then jump across a couple more trees, jump off and glide again. And it just makes, like, traveling across long distances a lot more fun.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice.
Hang gliders would be incredible. It'd be a nice, like, you know, a nod of the head as well to Wally, because I know he was going to be a member of Mojang at some point, but then it all changed.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, they may make them where you like hang glide, and then every time you like fall to your death, it's more of like a kick in the nuts.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's the danger of it. Yeah, taking fall damage.
Yeah.
Well, so, what like, about it's a balanced item?
What about little tiny health bars above the mobs? I was noticing that when you're fighting the big boss, the big ape, and also all the other creatures. And it's kind of a common thing you see in every game is just being able to see somebody, you know, an enemy's health bar. I know it's cleaner not being able to see it, so maybe an option to turn on and off.
What? I don't know if there's enough mobs in Minecraft to warrant that, because you do learn, you encounter the same ones all the time, so like you learn very quickly how many hits it would take.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking
maybe
about like
people who are good at the game.
Like sometimes, you know, you're stuck punching a zombie because you're in the middle of building, you know, crafting a sword, and all you have in your hand is like cobblestone. You keep hitting them. Well, you have to hit them like 10, 15 times. He's like bang, 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 bang. It'd be nice to at least see a bar, maybe in that instance.
I'm worried the bar would kind of take away from the Minecraft feel.
Yeah.
But maybe if, again, it was one of those things you could toggle off and on. That'd be nice.
Yeah, an option. Yeah.
But what if their avatar chains? Kind of like when you're digging a block, you know it slowly. You can tell when it's about to break because the lines get bigger. But what if the avatars did that for the creatures? Every kind of stage, they get closer, and so you know a little.
There was a mod for that. It was the dismemberment mod. Did you ever play that, Martin?
No, I've never heard of it.
It was the more you attack, say, a zombie or a skeleton, parts of their body would fall off. Like, their left arm would fall off. And then if their right arm falls off, they can't, like, attack, or, like, skeletons can't hold bows anymore, but they would run towards you.
Nice.
If their legs fell off, they'd just fall over, or their head would fall off, and they would die. But basically...
they hop towards you with their torso?
It was really cool. It was really cool. I always wanted to see that in the game.
It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah.
It's like a Monty Python reference.
Yeah. I'm trying to make you feel at home.
He totally sounded British, too, when he said that.
Hello, Governor! It's only a flesh wound!
Is that bad? Horrible,
sound like
it?
A crow or something. There you go.
I don't even know what creature that is. It's like a crazy chocobo hopped up on Robitussin.
Yeah, there you go.
That was my impersonation.
Excellent.
Is that a good impersonation? No.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess you get one of these.
Yeah,
I don't get to give you one of these.
No. Yeah, no.
So good job. Playing you didn't do as horrible emotions as we were hoping you would. No, I'm just kidding. Very good one. So this leads us. Also, you know, all these shows are actually only possible because of mcprohosting.com. They host all of our podcasts now since our last host kicked us off because it was too much traffic for them. And they wanted to charge us like, you know, $3,000 a month. And, well, we couldn't do that. So MC Pro Hosting saved the day, and they can save the day for you, too, if you need a server in Minecraft. Just use the code SHAFTPODCAST, and you will get 15% off your order. They do all of our servers, and we actually have about 10 now different ones that we use for recording and the Shaftlands and blah, blah, blah. So go to mcprohosting.com, use the code THESHAFTPODCAST.
Or just SHAFTPODCAST.
Yeah.
Not the
SHAFTPODCAST.
Yeah,
without the V.
Yeah.
All right. I have to talk to him, see if he can add that in now. Great.
Bumper time.
X.
Oh.
No.
That's the wrong bumper.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Yeah. Intense, it is.
So our first thing here, we have a comic strip, Sam Cube.
Yeah.
Sam Awesome
our
Cube.
Yeah,
awesome.
Our good friend. He did a guest strip for Megacynics, and it is called Pink Magic, and there will be a link to it in the show notes.
It's pretty excellent.
Yep.
Definitely check it out if you play Magic the Gathering.
This next one here is a part of a university project. Overve has been creating an assembly language version of Minecraft, and it's even set up so you can boot your PC into the game. So we'll link to that, the Minecraft in assembly language.
That's awesome. Nerds.
So next we got Throwcraft. This is a mod. You can create craftable eggs, which can be thrown instead of placed to spawn mobs.
Nice. Maybe now you can play like kick instead of kick the can, like kick the egg and keep the egg out there and
kick the egg.
So everybody runs off. Like wouldn't it be fun to play some of these old school like games that you used to play and you know spin the bottle?
Yeah. And then you go up and do your little avatar.
Game mechanics. How long has that been my excavation station? Since like episode 5, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, so this next one here is leading towards the same thing. Reverie. This is a charming and... Wait, no, this is a video.
Yeah.
It's the charming and poignant machinima by Joshua Mutter. Yep. Find Steve meeting the girl of his dreams, and then they play kick the can and spin the bottle. I mean, they don't really, kick but we'll link to this video. It's a nice short, only 3.5 minutes, called Reverie.
Excellentness.
Next, we've got an original song from Try Hard Ninja, A Whole World Made For Me. We're big fans of when you start with a original song, and this is what he did, and it's accompanied by a really cool music video put together by Natian Blyde HD.
Really good.
And this next one here is from Try Harder Ninja. No, I'm just kidding.
Just, the competition.
Funny. So our guest was last week already? Yeah, because we can't get it on YouTube because our secondary Dead Workers On channel is not yet partnered.
Yeah, with Generic B.
So it hasn't been approved yet. But anyway, if you want Generic B while you're waiting for the shaft of the Generic B coming out, there's this video, The Road to UHC Glory. Stu82R put together this amusing montage, Rocky style, of Generic B training to become the best fighter in ultra hardcore.
It's pretty awesome.
So we'll link to that. And speaking of our channels, if you don't know and you're like, I haven't been able to watch The Shaft on YouTube in ages, what's going on? Well, we've broken our channels into something. We're about to release a couple new videos on our main channel, which is Dead Workers Party. Just like hopefully you're already subscribed. If you're not, we have our on channel where we put all of our podcasts. That's Dead Workers On, and we'll also have tutorials and
vlogs,
vlogs and documentaries that'll go there. And then we have our Dead Workers Play, which is where we'll have game footage and Minecraft adventures. We've got some great stuff there. The Hardcore Challenge is there. City of Love is there. We got some Smite videos as well. So we recommend you go subscribe to which one suits your flavor, or all if you want all the DWB.
And that's Dead Workers Play, Dead Workers On, and Dead Workers Party.
Now, if you had one of your videos that you're putting out this week, or maybe you want to give a surprise announcement about a video that's coming up out on your channel this week that people can expect or anything like that, what video would you want us to put in the show notes for you, Martin?
For my video, I'm torn between my E3 highlights video, because I was very proud of that. I've not done much like on-camera presenting, where I basically just talk about things that I enjoyed from E3, the games that I was excited for. So either that one or episode 1 of Cube World, because if people aren't aware of it, I think anybody who loves Minecraft is going to be weeping with joy over Cube World as much as I am. So yeah, one of those two.
Cool.
Very cool. We really want to get into Cube World. We're actually thinking about doing a segment on The Shaft that's like outside the box or outside the cube. Maybe
nice.
Something where we talk about other voxel-based games.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because there's the game Vox as well, which is looking very similar to Cube World. And voxel-based games are kind of the thing now, aren't they? So Minecraft paved the way.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit of a trend.
Yeah, so we don't want to like change the show over, but we would like to like talk about some of these.
And then if we find ourselves we really like and want to talk about one of these games, then well, we'll just turn that into a whole podcast on its own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's kind of what we do.
So what's next, everybody?
It's a weird knock. It's got like
some bass
reverb or something.
I think she's like a giant.
Maybe it's
come
a
in.
Cave.
Come in.
Housekeeping.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
She's not giant at all.
Meet for Bilo.
Hey. Yes.
Hey, our good friend Martin's here.
Hello. Hello, Martin.
Hello. What's your name?
Housekeeping.
Hey now. Hey. Hey.
I've got a best friend called Gardner, so I think you two are hitting off.
That'd be a funny video.
Nice.
Housekeeper and Gardner.
Yep.
So we got some housekeeping here. We kind of already did the channels. We got PlayOnCon coming up.
Yep. Excited about that.
Yeah.
Got some... don't forget, we have the the Play on Con Film Festival. If you have some game footage that you'd like to put into the film festival, you go to playonfilmfestival.com and submit that. I also have got some great presenters coming in. Once again, we have Rob Moran coming in to do some stuff. And he's bringing Roman with him. We have Zach Paragon is going to do a presentation on making intros for videos, doing motion graphics. We've got a hair expert coming in to do like fantasy and sci-fi hair. Is going to do Hair of Thrones. That's going to be the presentation.
Hair of Thrones.
So we've got all kinds. I mean, we've got costuming. We've got YouTube stuff. We've got
a bunch of YouTubers, Minecrafters.
Yeah.
Idea for you for the Hair of Thrones.
Yeah.
And this would have to be a plan because you wouldn't really. Yeah. But have her like take someone's hair and pull it up. And then just cut it. Right? It'd be like Game of Thrones, right? You never know who she's going to just cut.
Dothraki. I see what you did there. Yeah.
Get off my chair, you know?
And if we could drag Martin over there, we could give him a mullet.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to look more like Tyrion Lannister. He's got a bit of a mullet going on.
He does. That's true.
So,
a medieval mullet.
It's going to be a great show. That you can go to playoncon.com, take a peek at that. We've got tons of people coming down. I'm working on the website this week. I've been really delinquent with the kids. I need to get a list of all the Minecrafters that are going to be on there. So if you're going to be going and you're a Minecrafter YouTuber, be sure to like toss me a message and make sure I know you're coming. So
very good.
And everybody guilt Aurelian. She doesn't think she can make it.
Oh, what? She was so stoked about it last year.
I know. So everybody needs to like, poke her and say, you got to go to Play on Con.
I'll guilt trip her into it.
Because even though she can't go, I want her to feel guilty for it.
Everybody poke Aurelian.
I'll lie and tell her that I'm going, and then she'll make herself try to go. And
there
then
you go. That
fine.
Works.
Everybody tweet out that Wes wants you to poke Aurelian.
That's right. Everyone.
Well, you know.
And if you're a Facebook friend, just go ahead and poke her.
Aztec Consulting says he can't come either, and that's incredibly disappointing. Yeah.
They don't need to.
So
we need to get the Yogg Towers to send you, Martin.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll see if they'll pay for it.
Sweet.
I'll
put it down as a business expense.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you just stay in town for the Dead Workers Party. Wait, that's a little further away. But
when
in October.
That's in October. Yeah, that's
October,
quite a
Columbus
while away.
Columbus Day weekend, we're going to have the Dead Workers Party. And that'll be right before MineCon, probably. I assume
and now
it's going to be
in Huntsville.
November.
Yeah.
So that'll
be. Do you know when MineCon is yet?
I just assume November. Because that's when it's been the last 2 years, right?
Yeah. It's always been sort of late November, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I know Lydia wants to talk to us at the end of July about it, so I figure we'll get
her on the show.
News.
Hopefully we'll get some facts.
Yeah.
So hopefully early August we'll have some facts live on the show with Lydia herself.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you have any housekeeping, anything you want to tell the saplings?
I can't think of anything major. No, I'm just doing Cube World videos every day at the minute because I'm one of the only people who actually has closed alpha to it. My biggest series, Kingdom of the Saplings, returned last week, I think it was. So people are wondering where the episodes are on that. I am going to get around to doing more of them. And Ni No Kuni as well. I've got episode 50 coming up, so just a heads up, I'm going to do an hour-long episode of that as opposed to the usual sort of 25, 30 minutes. So double episode.
Oh, hubba hubba. And he's going to be nude when he films it. Right?
Nice.
Is that right? Or was
but
that
no
just
face
a dream?
Cam?
No face
nice.
Cam.
Just pretend and imagine.
Awesome. Good. Good stuff. So that about closes up the old shaft, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we about to climb back out of the shaft here?
Have you been able to watch any of the chat in the chat room this whole episode?
A little bit. You know, Twitch has been broken lately, so...
It's kind of sad. I feel lonely.
Yeah, I don't like not being able to see chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm used to getting some kind of feedback on what's going on.
Something.
Of course, we made a couple really bad jokes this show that I'm kind of glad I didn't see the
That's
text
true.
Rage from. So
it might be a good thing.
The asterisk face palm asterisk says.
That's right. Are you going to change your Twitter? It's still in the little wood, but are you going to change the name to Yogg's Cast Martin or anything?
Oh,
like
no,
that?
No,
or
never.
You
going
to keep it? Okay, good. Okay.
So, speaking of, go follow Martin on Twitter. That's in the little wood.
You can also I'm in the little wood on everything, other than Instagram, which is in the little woods.
That's very good. I follow you on there.
And your vlog channel.
Yeah, in the little woods as well, yeah.
Yeah, I like your vlog channel. So, seek him out.
Seek him out. He is everywhere in the little wood.
Yeah. And if you stalk him, just stay back a little. You know, don't freak him out too much.
Yeah.
You might get one of his logs if you follow him around a lot.
Yeah. You could, like, put on one of those sandwich boards, you know, that people wear on.
Sandwich board.
You know, put I love you, Martin, on it.
Oh, right.
And he lives really close to the Yogg Towers, we found out. So just stay around the Yogg Towers. You can follow him home.
Yeah.
Like a little kitten.
Yeah. I did get an interesting little tweet earlier. Did you see the house sapling graphic that somebody made?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them, actually. There's been some really cool emblems drawn for the series. So I'm putting all those at the start of videos for the next couple of weeks.
Good idea. That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being on the show, and it's always a pleasure. We love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me again. Number four. When's the fifth? Next
number
year.
Five. Number
five.
Minecon. We'll do a big Minecon show, you know?
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
We'll have a lot of fun. And if you want to follow us, we're Dead Workers, or The Shaft Podcast, if you want to follow the show on Twitter. Also, Dead Workers Party. That's who we are. Search us out.
Yeah, deadworkers.com.
See you next time.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Choosy mothers choose The Shaft.